Good evening, everybody. It is day two of Audiomo, and as the weather has been so awful today, with wind and a bit of rain here and there, and just unseasonably unpleasant, I thought I would do some kind of winter comfort food for dinner. Plus, we are getting a bit short on supplies as my shopping is coming tomorrow, so I've run out of this and I've run out of that, so I'm basically using up what I've got left. And I'm making shepherd's pie as opposed to cottage pie, so I'm making it with minced lamb rather than minced beef and cauliflower cheese. Now I'm halfway through with things at the moment. The potatoes are boiling. I'm baking the meat in the oven because I prefer to do that rather than frying it. And I'm also cooking the cauliflower. And I've made the stock for the shepherd's pie. So what I'm going to do now is start to make the sauce for the cauliflower cheese. So I'm just going to get some flour, if I can reach it, which is a dubious matter. Mustard and black pepper, which I also need for the mash for the shepherd's pie. I hope you can hear me okay. I might move my phone over a little bit. I think it should be okay now. I'll just try and keep my voice a bit loud because sometimes I'm going to have the microwave on to make the sauce, because I prefer making sauce in the microwave. So I need a cup of milk. I usually use skimmed milk, but I haven't got any, so I'm using full fat milk for this, whole milk. I am going to use reduced fat cheese, and I'm using real butter because, again, I normally use margarine for sauces and things, but I haven't got any, so it'll have to be real butter. So I'm just going to get my... ingredients ready. It stops right at the end of our driveway. Let's pour in some milk into a cup. Oops, don't tip it over, for goodness sake. That will never do. I think the potatoes and that are probably done. I'm just going to get all my ingredients together, the sauce, and then I'll have a look. Pop that. So I've got the milk. Mustard, I need to grate some cheese actually. Put the milk over here, I don't want to knock it over. Jug, I'm using the Pyrex jug. I've got plastic ones, but it's a nice solid Pyrex one there. What else do I need? To grate some cheese. Just quickly do that. And then we'll be ready to proceed. Okay. Cheese. I always remember my sister used to say a rhyme that she learned at school. It used to go something like, I can only remember a bit of it. There was a little girl who didn't say please. Pass me the butter, pass me the cheese, but I can't remember any more of it. She was only about four at the time, so I would have been about six. But we went to different schools because at that time I went to a school for the partially sighted, and then I went to a school for the blind for the rest of my educational, well, until further education, and I went to just an ordinary university, of course. All our kids went to the school that she went to, the primary school. The secondary school has closed down, so they didn't go to that, the one that she went to, that is. I'm using up the rest of this cheese because we're getting more coming tomorrow and it's not that much of it. Because I'm going to put put some in the sauce and some on the top. You can probably hear the potatoes bubbling away in the fan of the oven because we're baking the mince in there. I'm home alone at the moment as Hannah's gone to his girlfriend's. He had to be in at work at 6 today, so that meant he's finished at 3 and he's got a day off tomorrow, so he's gone off over there. And Roland had to go to his dad's to collect something, so he is coming back this evening, but he went there for dinner. So I'm actually making this shepherd's pie just for Obi. He's the lucky one. It's actually with a minted lamb shepherd's pie, because the stock has mint sauce in it, and onions and all sorts of things. I'm nearly done with this cheese now. Then when I've done that, I'll turn the saucepans out if they the contents are cooked. And there's only one way to find out. Cauliflower, are you cooked? I think that can do in a bit longer. It's not in a big enough saucepan, really. That potatoes are done. Right, I'm going to leave them to cool for a minute. Right. Now for the sauce. First of all, I didn't get the butter. I need butter for the sauce, that's the first thing I need. I need to melt some butter in the jug. Just about a big spoonful will do. Don't want too much. Leave the butter out and it can soften a bit because I'm going to need it for the potato. Right, that does fit in there just about. Now I'm just going to put it on for a few seconds to melt that, and then I will stir some flour in with it to mix it to a paste. Even nearly done. Not even started to melt. Oh, I heard a slurping noise then. I think I imagined that. Gone away from me, which is a pain. Now, I'll get a bit of flour. And, I suppose I should sieve it really, but I'm not going to. That's really the best idea to do with flour. This way I don't get any lumps because I just do it very slowly. So I'm going to knock you over. I'm just going to pour a little bit of milk in. I add the gradually. I really should have a wooden spoon for this actually. Just make sure it's a proper paste with no lumps in it. That's only in the early stages. Now I'm going to put this on to start the heating process. I might actually get a wooden spoon out. That's it. Put the flour on there. I'll try to be tidy as I go along. I find when you can't see, if you're organised, try and get the ingredients ready before you start. And then put them away as you finish with them. Because that way you don't get confused and there's less to clear up afterwards. Yes, it's 9 o'clock. It's coming up for 9 o'clock. That's a bit fast. The reason why I'm so late is because purely I didn't need to cook it for anybody because Obi's not coming home till 11. So by the time he gets home, it will be long done. And I haven't felt overly hungry today, so I basically didn't do the dinner early. The potatoes, but I've got to, you can't really take, when you're doing the sauce, you can't really afford to take time and a bit very long, because otherwise you could have a disaster on your hands, because if you mustn't let it boil, you don't want to boil over. I've got to keep your mind on the case in hand. Doesn't really take long to start to thicken. I guess I should put the milk in a jug and not a cup. I like the rest of the milk in there. Actually, might need a bit more milk, I'm not sure yet. When I make cheese sauce, normally I'm making it for a fish pie, and you don't need as much as it. You don't really need as much of it as you do for something like cauliflower cheese, because obviously that's one of the main ingredients. So I'll have to pop it back in there. How are you doing? I think I put a bit too much in the saucepan. Carry on for a while, I don't need it yet. It's easy to your concentration to lapse. Starting to thicken yet. It will do in a minute. It's not going to be much longer. I hope it's going to be enough actually. So I'm not doing a huge thing of cauliflower cheese. Is it going to be enough? Oh, I left Lamy outside. I have. Oh, I can hear him barking. I completely forgot he was out there. Hold on. Barking out there, and I
forgot. He wasn't barking to come in. I think the next door neighbour was doing something in her garden. He was barking at her. Now when this is done, I will add a spoonful of mustard, English mustard, and the cheese. Grease the tin in a minute. That's my next job. It's beginning to thicken a bit now. Okay. Quite thick actually, but you don't want it too thick. It's a nice white sort of moment. A teaspoon of the mustard. Okay. I think that will do it now. So that's that. I hope you can hear me okay. I'm forgetting to shout. I might put a couple of spoonfuls of mustard in because they're only teaspoons. And we're all mustard freaks in this household. Now, I need that out for the mashed potato as well, so there's no good putting that away yet. Where's my wooden spoon? And to stir that in. Just gives it a bit of a kick. Now, and cheese. Got a nice little pyramid here. Now, how much am I going to put in? I guess. I'd be terrible if I knock this over now. I think I'll go mad because I've got no more cheese. Okay, that's a reasonable amount, I think. Right, now a little bit colander. Actually, before I do anything, I'm going to take the meat out from the oven. Because that must be done now. Stand back, Tooth. I don't really want you getting burnt, you know. Any more than I want to get burnt myself. Okay. Now. Right, now I need the colander. Sorry, I talk to myself sometimes. Okay. Oops, the cupboard didn't shut properly. Right, now. Mind out the way, Tooth. It's not very sensible of you to be here I've got hot saucepans. I'm just going to drain this off. How's this old sauce doing? Right, it's looking very nice. Right. Here we go. To put the cauliflower in. I might cut some of this cauliflower up a bit more. Actually. Big to handle. So let's cut some of this up a bit more. Just cutting it into, just cutting it roughly. Just about enough to fill up this tray. It's one medium sized cauliflower, it's not a huge one. I'm just hoping I have got enough sauce. Everything all right. Now sauce. I'll pour the sauce on, but I might need a bit of help from the wooden spoon because it's quite thick. Seems to be enough. Seems to be just about the right amount. I don't think I would have wanted any more. I'm just going to put some cheese, grated cheese and black pepper on the top. Stick that in the oven. Get a teaspoon. Try the sauce. Yeah, the scrapings of the jar. Next. Oh, the grated cheese. Grated cheese on. Spread that evenly over the top. I'll take my. I'll taste it off the wooden spoon, can't I? That's a good idea. Really nice. Tesco's eat your heart out. Because your cauliflower cheese is not as nice as mine. And then it only needs to go in for about 20 minutes really. So I'm not going to put it in this second because what I'm going to do is actually sort the shepherd's pie out now. Now cooked it in its own fat, its own juices. So I'm actually going to leave it in the same tray. Just making sure it's not going to stick to it, which is not. There's no extra fat then. This lamb's quite fatty anyway. It's alright, I'm eating a bit of cauliflower. Just make it one room. Now, I'm going to put the stock in now. Okay.
And it's time for a clear up in a minute.
Gonna mash the potatoes, yeah. Mind out the way, Larry, you're dangerous.
I'm gonna have to shut him out when I drain the potatoes, I think. Because that is dangerous. Because they're it's a big saucepan. Right. Oh, I forgot to turn the cauliflower ring off. That was very remiss of me. I just felt the heat of it. I'm quite good at judging the amount of liquid and stuff I need. Again, it's just right for the stock. I don't really measure things out usually in a particular way. Right, now let's get them out. Come on, let's go. The good thing. Come on, quick. Is that the potatoes won't be as hot now as they were in the water. So it should be less dangerous, but I don't want to leave anything to chance. The oven's still on, so it'll be nice and hot for the products to go in. I'm just draining the potatoes now. And then what I do is to put them back in the saucepan. And I'll add some butter and let it melt, and then I'm going to clear up a bit while that's going on. Okay. I'm getting a bit of accumulating a bit of a while I'm washing. Actually, I'm not going to. I'm going to just get straight on with it because I want to get this stuff in the oven. And the butter's melting nicely. I'm actually going to finish that butter off. That's the end of that. Very restrained of me, so I must say. I'll pick that up in a minute. I'm just going to get this butter circulated throughout the potato before I start mashing it. Where's me mustard? Here it is. There's a good old English mustard in this, otherwise it'll be an uproar. Enough in. I don't want to put too much in either, so that's probably about right. So I'm going to go away now. Black pepper, we're out now. Yeah. Dose of that. And then find me masher. This is one of my favourite jobs, I must admit. I'm not the expert masher. I don't mind if there's a few lumps in my mashed potato. I can't pretend that I'll get it completely lumpless, because I actually don't mind it with lumps in. Because if I go out somewhere and I find lumps in the mashed potato, I'm thankful that at least I know it's real and not some instant stuff. Well, I've not done it, I've done it with the black pepper a bit, but Obi won't mind because he likes pepper. I think I made a cloud of it go up into the air. Because I'm used to dealing with coarsely ground black pepper, and this is ground, so you seem to get a lot more coming out. It's more obvious. I think this is nearly done, actually. I've done a pretty good job on it, if I say so myself, because I cooked them well. They were Marish's Piper potatoes, which apparently are pretty good for mashed potato. I might have a little bit of this myself with my cauliflower cheese.
and I might come back to tell you what it's like. I won't be able to keep it going long enough to tell you what Ovi thinks, but... Right, now I need a big spoon for this.
A big spoon to spoon it onto the meat.
Roll draw. Where's my big spoon? Oh, I don't really want the ladle. I want the big spoon. What was that I said about getting things ready? Trouble is, if you get things too ready, can't find them when you want them. There. You forget where you put them for safekeeping. Right, here we go. I'm just gonna. Right, here we go. Spoon this on. This is where it either sinks or swims. If you put too much, no, it's fine. I do want to try and save myself a bit. He should have enough here for tonight and enough to take to work tomorrow. I don't want a lot of this mashed potato, just a little bit. I'm just going to spread it around a bit. Okay, seal up all the corners and flatten it down. With a bit more there. Okay, a bit more there. I'll leave that for myself. Half as heavy. Oh, it hasn't got all that potato in it. Okay, there we go. Whew, now I can open this door. It's getting a bit too hot in here. My door, the other door's come open as well. Thank you. I just need a plate for myself. And then I've got all this clearing up to do. Whew, here comes Tooth Tooth. Now we put my mashed potato on a plate. Okay. I haven't got much actually. That's enough. Very small amount actually. Sit down for 5 minutes before I clear up, so I'm just going to scrape the saucepan out and put it to soak. Scrape the spoon off. haven't got too much mess to clear up now. But I've done some of it as I went along. And that's the main thing, really. I haven't really made a mess at all. So that's my audio mo for the day. I hope it wasn't too boring. And I hope I've got the strength to
to eat it when I actually get round to it. I don't know whether I might wait till Obi gets home. I don't know. I'll see how it goes. It's got too hot out there, so I'm coming to sit down to cool off for 5 minutes.
24, pause recording. Pause recording. 24 minutes and 1 second.
Anyway, I might come back actually and tell you what it's like. I think I probably will. So I'll pause this for now and I'll come back to give you my verdict. But it won't be on the shepherd's pie, obviously, because I'm a vegetarian. Okay, well, I'm back now to sample this culinary delight. That's the cauliflower cheese and the mashed potato. The shepherd's pie is done, but I'm leaving it in the oven to keep warm for Obi. I burnt my wrist on the shelf of the oven. It's actually really delicious. Cauliflower cheese. Let's try the mashed potato. Equally delicious. Well, I'm going to go and eat this now, so you don't want to hear me eating. Well, not any more than I already have done. So I'll speak to you soon, or tomorrow.